Morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, September 10th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning, just my normal election update. I gave the media a list of all of the city races and who has filed for those so far, so we still have a lot of positions to be filled yet or for nomination papers to be submitted, so, and that's where we stand. And the cities have until September the 19th at 5 p.m. And they also, and the city school, or the city school, the schools also have that same deadline, September the 19th at 5, that they have to file their papers with their school secretaries. That's it for now.
Are there any have open?
Do you want me to go down the list of all the seats that are open?
No.
There's lots of them. Each city and each school has some races, so.
Well, yeah, okay.
Lisa Hansel, Des Moines County Attorney. Attorney! Des Moines County Recorder.
So you can have it if you want to.
I'm expecting Lisa to get up and head out the door and say, finally relief.
I'll send those 2 a.m. phone calls to you.
Good morning. Now just keeping busy with our indexing all of our records that were digitized, and right now people can start renewing their ATV, you know, RV licenses and the county user permits. And if they want to give us their emails, that we can go ahead and notify them for the next renewals. That's it.
How many ATV and UTV permits you got out? Do you know right off?
County permits? For this year, for the next 2020?
Yeah.
We sold 3.
Okay.
What, 200 and some this year, did you say?
Yeah, we had 200 and some. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, for 2019. What?
Nothing, thank you.
Oh.
Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy with collecting taxes, and I do have an agenda item for you.
Thanks, Janelle. Krista Fogenbaum, Local Health.
Good morning. We are starting to give flu shots, so we are setting up our flu clinics. Just keeping busy. We just finished up with the kids getting back to school, so our clinics have been busy that way. We do have flu shots also for private pay. It's $35. So anyone, we do clinics on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1:30 to 4.
Okay. Thank you. Doug Irvine, Jail Administrator.
Good morning. Everything's going pretty good. We're keeping extremely busy. Population spiked at 112 this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think there was 10 back there for this morning.
About as high as it's been for a long time.
It is, yeah. I think we did top out at like that 120 range sometime last year. But yeah, it is crept back up there.
Well, I'm glad to see these people off the street, even if it is higher count. If they keep putting them off the street, maybe they'll leave early.
Very true. Hasn't been the... That theory hasn't worked so well in the past years, but.
Thanks, Doug. Lieutenant Quint Williams, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
I don't have anything new to report, so I'm just kind of running along.
Ken Heinemann, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Good morning. Tomorrow we have our meetings for the SEAL change agent group at 9 o'clock, and that meeting's getting bigger and bigger with children's providers coming as well as adult providers. And then 11 o'clock is the, we usually have our adult advisory board. Well, now there's going to be a children's advisory board and an adult advisory board, and the children's board is going to meet tomorrow also at 11 o'clock, and they'll have to decide if they want to have one big advisory board for children and adults or if they want to meet separately. So that'll be new.
So we'll all start out in the same place and then
I think so, and then they'll kind of talk about.
There'll be some people that are on both boards.
Yeah, and it's a wide open, these meetings are wide open to the public, so people can, anybody that's interested can show up for these, and we'll just see. And then that advisory.
We don't give any repeat visitors.
Yeah. That advisory board for the children will decide who's gonna, will make a recommendation to the governing board of who should serve on the governing board also for the children's side, so. So that's coming up tomorrow, and then we've also got the governing board that'll be passing that 2080. Well, we've got a draft 2080 agreement that adds all these new laws in there for the children's services. And so the governing board will be looking at that tomorrow, and if they pass that, then the next step would be to take it to all the eight counties and pass a resolution back at the county level for a new 2080 for the SEAL region. So expect that to be coming back to your board after the governing board decides. So I guess that's the big news for today. That's gonna happen tomorrow.
That doesn't mean that the children, you're gonna take my other room over, are you?
No, okay. No, that's, you're good there.
Then let me stay where I'm at?
Yes, the only problem is we've had to take chairs out of every place in that building just to, for the change agents.
I had to stand up one meeting.
Yeah. So I don't know, we may have to get some more chairs. That's it.
Lisa Schaefer, the real Des Moines County Attorney.
I said, I'm well.
I'm looking to watch out.
Couple weeks, it'd be nice to sleep the night through for a change. We are busy, obviously, if you've read the paper. Last week was an extremely busy week with the Big Muddy shooting, and then, which apparently, as far as the investigation, it's still ongoing, but at least we were able to apprehend the suspect fairly quick. I shouldn't say we, the Illinois State Police was able to apprehend the suspect and that one pretty quickly, which of course means that it's in our office. The shooting from Saturday night, early Sunday morning, we were able to make an arrest in that as well. In fact, that's where I was right beforehand. He had his initial appearance this morning. That investigation is still ongoing, but the prosecution process is now beginning. Plus that and all the other cases that we have. We do have placed an ad. We're looking to fill our vacant misdemeanor spot, attorney position. We've coincided it with Thursday, when all the students will be finding out if they pass the bar. So we're hoping once, since that's a requirement, we do have a couple of people who've already sent resumes, and that's just where they're basically waiting for Thursday to make sure that their number doesn't pop up. Your number pops up if you fail, not if you pass. So they're going
to
get on.
Just online, you go to the
website.
Yeah,
you're assigned a number when you take the bar, and so when they send you an email that or a text that announces that the results are there, you have to go to the bar examiner's website, and then you search and then hope you don't see your number. So hopefully we'll get somebody on board here in the next few weeks, alleviate some of the stress on Chris Scarborough. He's been handling, for the most part, exclusively handling the entire misdemeanor docket, which when you go percentage-wise, misdemeanors are probably 65% to 70% of the offenses that we see. So he's been an extremely busy man. He's been holding down the fort pretty well, but it's time to give him a break, and plus we're ready to maybe get him onto some new responsibilities as well. So hopefully we can get that filled. Todd's getting his bearings in the civil world. He's been doing all of the tax appeals and a lot of the civil stuff. And I continue to handle, apparently, the shootings that we have every week. It's sad when you walk into the courtroom and somebody says, "So tell me about the shooting."
Which one?
Because, yeah, we have a litany of them. But it is what it is. We'll deal with it the best we can and get people in the appropriate places that they need to be.
Is it true that once a lawyer passes the bar, he'll never pass another one?
What? I don't know.
He always stops at the next one.
Once a lawyer passes the bar, he'll never pass another one, he said.
I don't know. I don't go to bars here, so.
We will hope for a little rest for you in the future. A little.
Yes.
calmer.
I got to sleep the whole night through last night. I didn't get home till almost 8 o'clock, but I got to sleep the whole night through last night, so that was pretty good. We did not anticipate the suspect coming to the police department last night, so it was a little later than we
anticipated. Oh, he turned himself in?
Pardon?
He turned himself in?
He came down to be interviewed.
Oh.
And we just weren't expecting to locate him that quickly, so. But he was cooperative in the interview, so.
Keep up your good work.
Thanks, Lisa. Converse IT.
Morning. Just getting busy like we always do, but don't really got nothing new to report, so.
Okay. Thanks, Colin. Jeff Brewer, Conservation.
Good morning. Parks are still busy. We're sold out again this weekend at Big Hollow. We're completely full again last weekend. Of the remaining weeks of September, there are only 9 sites available, and we're booking up pretty good in October. We have a FEMA site visit on Monday for our damage we sustained in the flooding this year. And other than that, we have a work session after the meeting.
Thanks, Jeff. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Got a couple roads still closed for bigger projects. Sperry Road's closed for that bridge, and Pleasant Grove's closed. They're hoping to pave maybe the end of this week. So that's coming along very well. We did a pinch project on Dodgeville Road late last week, I guess I would say. So still working on that a little bit, but it definitely has more crown and should drain better. Got some plans after the meeting to get signatures on for you. Those are for the Mediapolis Road bridges that we talked about. I'm still waiting on a couple clearances environmental-wise on those. I spoke to one gentleman today at the DOT, should have that one this week, and I haven't been able to get a hold of the DNR. They don't attend their phones after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, according to their voicemail. So I haven't spoken to them yet. So I'm still chasing some stuff there. And on the subject of permits, we still don't have a core permit for Highway 99 at the Flint Creek Bridge, but I was told that it would be here this week. So we'll see. So.
Day late, isn't it?
Just maybe two. Other than that, a lot of stuff going on. Guys are working on FEMA projects. I have my FEMA visits tomorrow. Hopefully we can get them all done in one day. I would get them all done in one day. We'll see what the number of people that show up and how that goes. But guys got a lot of stuff going. So that's a summary anyway, what's going on.
Thanks, Brian. Zach, Jerry, what do you guys like to address land use?
Yeah, I've got a couple things here. Just a reminder, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, meeting down in Fort Madison with FEMA on September 18th about Green Bay Levee flood engineering study. So it'll be coming up. And we had a resignation on our planning commission. Larry Werner put in for resignation. I think he had suggested a replacement, but tried reaching out to that person several times and never heard back from him. So we've identified somebody else, and I think probably put it on the agenda for next week to appoint a new person.
We had to scramble the last time we had to come up with somebody for that for a while.
Well, when we started, we had a couple of openings, and we just called everybody that had already been serving, and everybody was willing to.
One of those was Larry Werner, but after a year and a half, he changed his mind.
So we were lucky enough that everybody that was up was willing to re-up. But we'll probably have that on the agenda for next week. We've got a Board of Adjustment meeting on September 26th. We've got a couple variances requests that'll be going through there for review.
We'll have to appoint someone to that board too. Someone is moving outside the county.
That final board is for the 2 mile area, right?
Well, yeah, but it also covers full subdivisions throughout the county. We try to get people that live within the 2 mile.
That's not the one that I think we're going to talk about. We had to find somebody in that 2 mile.
Oh, that's well, right. There still needs to be a majority of them reside in the 2 mile.
Mm-hmm. And the person we've identified is in that area. So
this one can be throughout the county someplace.
for Board of Adjustment.
Well, no, it's still, both of them have to be majority 2 mile, but as long as there's a majority, that's fine.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Okay.
In addition to that, we just got a couple, we got some zoning permits that are still kind of hanging out there, and some subdivisions have to review. We've got some historical things too that we found kind of a stack of files that were kind of in process that Jeff had been working on, and so we're slowly kind of going through those and trying to figure out what was going on and we've resolved a few. We've still got a few more just to make sure we get through everything.
But there's two of you doing it.
What's that?
There's two of you doing it.
Yes.
Two of you are going to know the files then.
Yes.
Instead of one.
Absolutely. At some point, maybe more people too. We'll see. Just because there's just a lot of instances where people come in and either we're not there. And it's just nice that just having the two of us talk through issues a lot of times helps. And so I've talked to even having one or two other of our staff people just do some of this just so that we've got multiple people that can answer questions or
That's a lot better than having to come down here and Tom figure it out.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. Other than that, we've got an item on it. We've got a subdivision on the agenda as well. So,
thank you.
Yep.
Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Correspondence.
I didn't know that.
I have none.
I
apologize. I have a cold, which will aggravate the already nasal quality to my voice, so you'll have to suffer through that every time I babysit. I get whatever preschool folders laid around. We have payroll claims reimbursement, the amount of $857.80.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have assignment of tax sale certificates to the city of Burlington for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, about 17 different properties. The Burlington wants us to assign those the county's tax sale certificates to them so that they can get these things back on the tax rules. So essentially what we're going to do is we're going to abate $13,320 worth of taxes that all the entities would get. But the special assessments, which include lawn mowing and I believe probably some building demolition, is about $265,000 that would go to Burlington. Of course, this is stuff they've already done. They've been mowing these yards and knocking these houses down. And I haven't seen taxes for years and years and years and years, so they're going to try to get them back on the tax rolls. But anyway, so this would be an assignment of a tax sale certificates for those properties to the city of Burlington.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We will sign these after the okay.
There's a lot there.
Thank you. We have a resolution authorizing financial support for the Great River Housing Trust Fund. I would guess that Zach wants to address that.
Yeah, I can do that. And I apologize because I have a presentation here that I'm going to go through. I think I sent to you in your packet. I had some copies to bring with me, but I didn't. I think they're sitting on my desk now.
We've got.
Oh. Terry got them for us.
Nice.
I'll just go through this hopefully real quickly, just to give you some background on the Housing Trust Fund. And
I've seen that a few of you bet.
And then go over the resolution here real quick. All right, so Great River Housing Inc. It's a nonprofit organization that promotes affordable housing in Southeast Iowa. And do that through owner-occupied rehab, so people own their home and they get basically a grant to fix essential things, roof, windows, siding, heating, cooling, things like that. or down payment assistance that somebody might get, like the first time home buyer assistance to purchase a home. And then kind of three items here together, developer or development assistance, where like a specific developer might offer to rehab a home and resell it, or upper story, adaptive reuse of a downtown building, things like that, where they get a grant to help do that. And all these things are tied to income levels of whoever either owns it or is gonna live in it or whatever. Great River Housing Trust Fund board members, so we manage the Housing Trust Fund at the Planning Commission, but it's got its own board of directors in Des Moines County. This is for the four counties. You see three members here from Des Moines County, Hans Trousler, Eric Tisler, City of Burlington, and Sue Price, and then you can see the rest of the members there if you'd like. A little history. So Great River Housing Trust Fund's been around since 2011. To date, we've got a little over almost $2.7 million from the Iowa Finance Authority in grants, and then local match of almost $700,000 that comes from mainly from our regional entities, the counties, cities, for a total of $3.3 million. And that money has leveraged additional grants of $1.8 million, so over $5 million that the Housing Trust Fund has brought to the region for housing projects. And I'll throw in there a local match, a little plug. We do organize a golf outing every year as a fundraising event, and all the money raised from that goes to the Housing Trust Fund. So that'll be October 3rd if anybody wants to join us. I know Bob's played a couple times in it for us, but.
A good place for you and Ken.
Yeah.
Ken, actually, Ken's been out there a few times. We've seen him out there playing.
They'll ask me once, they'll never ask me again.
You're welcome back anytime, Bob. And I just have to send you out separately so you don't slow everybody else down again.
I guess this is a really good call.
All right, so for next year, the grant we're looking at is $315,417 for the total, looking at just over $250,000 from the Iowa Finance Authority, and then $63,084 in local match. So the grant is actually would be for next fiscal year 2021, but it's due here on October 4th. And that's why we're coming today with the resolution. And I'll talk about the resolution here in a second, come back to the grant. But just there's some pages in here with some examples of how some projects in Southeast Iowa that have utilized Great River Housing Trust Fund. So it's been used twice to leverage other home down payment grants for the city of Burlington. So use that as match for another grant. And to date, 19 homeowners have received funds to buy their first home. And all those homes also received additional funding for some type of rehab. Again, roof, siding, windows, lead testing, bathroom repairs, plumbing, those types of things. A couple other specific examples here in Des Moines County. There's a picture in here at 521 South Gertrude. You got a before on the left and after. Actually, these are both before. The next page has the after. So this is the before pictures here. This house got a new roof, new window, and ice and water dam on the roof. So you can see the before and the after on that. There's another picture here. This is one that's out to bid. I got a typo there. We got two D's. This is 500 Hageman here in Burlington. This property, we get a new roof, new gutters, downspouts, new sidewalk. You can really see that in the pictures, and repair the chimney. So those are the types of rehab projects. Those are like the owner-occupied stuff that I'm talking about. And then this next one is 425 Hageman in Burlington. So we actually have two different nonprofit housing organizations that we manage. So the other one's called Southeast Iowa Housing Inc. But they're more of a So Housing Trust Fund is more of a financer or grant-based, where Housing Inc. can be more of like a nonprofit developer. So the Housing Inc. in this case worked with the city to acquire this lot, and then we worked with SCC Building Trades. So they're basically using their building trades class to build this house. We're using Housing Trust Fund to help with some of the financing. And then once it's done, it'll get sold to somebody at income-based. So this particular project, this picture was just a month or so ago, probably. So ideas for this to be done by the end of the year, and that's for sale. We actually have a house in Donaldson right now that's for sale, and then one also in Keokuk, which is the next example in the packet there, 512 Orleans in Keokuk. And again, the one in Donaldson is using Central Lee's building trade program, and this one in Keokuk. is actually a private contractor build a house, but Keokuk Building Trades is gonna build a detached garage for the property. And then the last example here is an upper story example. So this is a private developer that will get a grant to do two units in upper story building in downtown Keokuk. With some, just some of the specifics here about tenants must be 80% median family income, and they must be affordable for 5 years. So whoever lives there for the 5 years has to meet that guideline after that. It can just be basically anybody can rent it at that point. So that's just an overview of the trust fund and some examples. So the resolution, what's in front of you, is to contribute $10,000 match for the grant for fiscal year 20, the grant that's due in October, but it would be for fiscal year 2021. And I typically don't do these, and the grants, it's just kind of a scheduling thing where they asked me to present today, but my understanding is you guys have contributed for pretty much every year previous.
Before I got here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the resolution is for a $10,000 cash match for that we can put into the grant that you would contribute, but the cash wouldn't actually be until next fiscal year. If you have questions, I can try and answer them.
You guys want me to read the resolution, or are you familiar with it?
I'm familiar with it.
I'm familiar.
Okay.
I read it before.
Yeah. I've seen it a number of times.
I make a motion, that's a great motion, that we support the resolution for the grant.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Doug up back there, he's almost a pro.
Pretty close. Yeah, being the tournament the day after, also, Sheriff's Office canine support. Make a week of it.
There you go.
We have a resolution and final plat for the MWS subdivision.
If you're curious, having a three initials name like that, I asked this subdivider, and I believe it's the initials of his grandfather, I think, that owned the land originally. The S stands for Stafford. So we got a one lot minor subdivision at the south end of Benton Township, north of Burlington, off of Irish Ridge Road. Lot one is about 3 acres. And it includes a 25-foot wide section which connects it to the road for access. There is also a small outlot at 0.1 acres. And the reason, just to give a little background here, so the lot just to the north of this is part of the Stafford subdivision from 2013. That was a house that was originally on the 50-acre farm property that was split off and sold at the time, and for some reason they included a little narrow 10-foot wide strip remaining on the original parcel between it and the parcel to the north. And so the person that's interested in building a house on lot one of MWS would not be interested in that, having that little strip there. So the plan is for outlot A to be deeded over to the owner of the Stafford subdivision immediately adjacent. Initially there were some concerns about access, about the fact that there's that 20-foot wide strip connecting to the back of the property, whether that would be sufficient for both driveway and utilities. We did learn, however, that all but one of the utilities would plan to be actually crossing through part of that outlot adjacent to the Stafford subdivision property. So we require then that an easement be included on the plat, which the latest version has that, for those utilities serving MWS lot one. And then also the water line and the driveway would be on that that 25-foot wide strip, but which we did determine to be sufficient. However, we also noticed that there was a little piece of farm ground back behind lot one. There's a pond and some timber back in there, and currently the only access for that little area is through what would be created as lot one here. So we required that an easement be added on there for farm equipment to be able to access that. So that utilizes that whole 25-foot strip, and then that continues to the back of the property. In terms of what we got, fence waiver there, the property to the north is an ag parcel, and with this being proposed for a new residential dwelling, the fence waiver applies, and so they did obtain the fence waiver for the Bartelts, who own the property to the north. And then based on our comments from the departmental review, we've added a couple of conditions to the resolution. Number one, the Des Moines County Secondary Roads Department will allow one new entrance off of Irish Ridge Road for lot one. That's referring to that 25-foot section there where it meets Irish Ridge. A road access permit shall be obtained from the department prior to installation. And then this is just based on observations of what could potentially be done there in the future, given that you've already had a couple of subdivisions involving this one property. That the department noted that any future subdivision or development to the south or east of lot one may require sharing existing entrances off of the road. And then also the other condition would be a permit for an on-site wastewater treatment system shall be obtained from the health department prior to constructing a new residence, and a code compliance system shall be installed prior to habitation. So that's pretty much the standard response whenever there's a home proposed for the near future for a new property like that. So with all that in mind, we would recommend approval of MWS subdivision with those two conditions.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brokers.
Yes.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. We have a personnel action with the sheriff's office. We have Ken Peterson, a deputy, a new deputy. The new rate will be $59,203.99.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokers.
Yes. We have reports. We have the recorder's report, the fees collected for August 2019, and the Veterans Affairs report for August 2019. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. Meeting of September 3rd.
Move to approve.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Abstain. Other business. Under other business, I'm gonna clarify something for the press. When I was going through that tax sale, and I said that there were $265,000 that the city, you know, would be for charges for mowing and building demolition, that isn't all something that they've expended. The treasurer could probably expound on it. But every time they mow somebody's yard, I believe there's a $50 charge. But then the city, the first time, I think they had a $50 fee, and I think the second time they had a $200 fee. So they keep adding these fees for years and years and years. So I apologize if I gave the impression that the city was actually out $265,000. there's a chunk of fees in there.
Yeah, they're not all expenses, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want you to write anything in the paper. Be any more wrong than anything else I say, so. Is there any other business? Future agenda items. Committee reports.
No, I don't think so. I blew off the Conservation Commission.
There's a shocker there.
I have none. I was out of town.
August was the good. What, none in August?
Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board? Please stand and give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.